There were demonstrations in Hungary as well yesterday, as thousands took to the streets of Budapest protesting new restrictions on the media. Those protests come as Hungary takes over the rotating presidency of the European Union this month. It should be a moment of pride for the former communist nation, but instead, Hungary finds itself on the defensive. And critics say the media restrictions aren't the only way democracy is eroding there. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Budapest.
Hungarian public radio journalist Attila Mang is a co-host of his country's version of Morning Edition. His show, 180 Minutes, is the most listened to news program in the country. Late last month, Mang protested the new media laws with 1 minute of dead air.
My main concern is that it can reinforce self-censorship mechanisms in a country which came out of dictatorship only 20 years ago.
For his protest, Mang was immediately suspended and pulled off the air. Some Hungarians now call him a press freedom hero. He finds it amusing and ironic that after 20 years of democracy, being silent for 1 minute passes for heroism. Mang says he was just trying to get people to reflect.
That something serious is going on with one of their fundamental rights, the freedom of speech and freedom of the press. This 1 minute of silence was maybe an elegant way of saying that everybody should stop for a minute and think it over once again, what's happening.
The problem is that fear of the erosion of democratic values in Hungary goes far beyond media restrictions, says Hungarian newspaper editor Gábor Horvát. He says Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has crafted an almost cult-like following among his ruling Fidesz party. And with his party's two-thirds majority in parliament, Horvát says, Orbán is consolidating power across all institutions. He's done away with a fiscal council which oversaw budgets, moved to replace the head of the Hungarian Central Bank, imposed retroactive so-called crisis taxes, and restricted the powers of the Hungarian Supreme Court.
They have a constitutional majority in the parliament. So if it occurs to Mr. Orbán that he would like to sleep with different virgins every night, he can legally introduce the right to the first night, as in the medieval ages. There is no one contradicting him on any issues in his own party. The only limitation is imagination and any moral convictions he might or might not have.
The European Commission is now looking into whether Hungary's media restrictions and new taxes on mostly foreign companies comply with EU rules. But there's very little beyond political pressure that the EU can really do about a member state's domestic politics unless a country is in clear violation of the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. Hungarian lawmaker László Kovács, a leader of the opposition socialists, says it's possible Hungary's voting rights could be suspended if it's found in persistent breach of the EU's core values. But that's not likely. The EU backed away from a fight with France last year over its forcible expulsion of Roma. Still, Kovács worries Orbán's moves will do long-term political damage to the country.
Hungary could become a black sheep in the community, that it's a country which violated the principle of democracy, the basic principles of European integration. Then Hungary will lose sympathy, credibility, and Hungary will lose support, and we will pay a very, very high price.
But Kovács' Socialist Party helped create Orbán's popularity through 8 ruinous years in power marked by corruption and financial pain. And to the right wing of Orbán is the xenophobic anti-Semitic Jobbik Party, which won nearly 17% of the vote last election, its highest total ever. Orbán has positioned himself as a populist nationalist safeguard against both parties and calls his reforms a revolution. Orbán insists what he's doing is in line with EU rules and says the new media law is merely aimed at curbing the excesses of the Hungarian media. At a recent welcome event in Budapest for visiting EU officials, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso voiced confidence in Orbán and Hungary's democracy.
This is a democratic country, and I think it's important. We have no doubts about it. And so it's important also that the Prime Minister and his government take all the necessary steps for this to be clear in Hungary and outside Hungary.
But to some, the mere fact that Barroso had to reassure people that democratic values are not under threat here highlights how real that concern is. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Budapest.